Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention us, G&D, to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. An hour from now, tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby and the Beltway Blitz. Caps with John Walton. We'll also be covering the Nats and the Commanders at that time. I believe Earl Forsey is on the Commanders beat for us today. Danny, you'll have to cover your ears, but I do want to ask him about the Masters. He's a golf mark.
Oh, okay.
He does all of a lot of golf work over at SiriusXM over the years. So we could get his thoughts on what's going on with the Masters.
You can ask him whatever you want about the golf being played.
Get everybody up to speed before they go home to sit on the couch and enjoy some golf coverage this weekend. So he'll double dip for us on our Beltway Blitz coming up in just a few minutes. Shout out to our Richmond audience joining us now on AM 910 and FM 105.1. They're with us for the next 3 hours. Everybody else, we're taking you up to 6:30 tonight on the flagship 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Ben Standing of The Athletic joins us. Ben, your colleague, Diana Rossini, who is your national reporter, we were just talking about a tweet she had today where she said that a GM, I guess, had told her, A, none of us are leaking any information to anybody, and B, the teams don't actually know who they're taking right now, which might be true because if you're not at the top of the draft, a lot of things are dictated to you. But I want to know what you think about what Danny and I just discussed, which is, do you think the Commanders know who they're taking at two right now?
Oh, boy. It's a great question. I mean, you know, as we know, this is lying season. You never can really completely believe anything you're hearing. But when we were at the owners' meeting, which was, you know, what now, what, 2 weeks ago or so? Like, you know, talking to Dan Quinn on the record, off the record, being around them, all that stuff. I did kind of get the sense that they weren't there yet. I mean, at that point, they were only just completing up the pro days. You know, they still haven't had top 30 visits with these guys. So to an extent, I still see that they are probably wondering. But, boy, you have to believe, even if it's just these individual people in their heart of hearts probably have a feel for who they would prefer. Now, whether that's where the consensus goes, you know, maybe that's where the issue would be. And I don't mean issue like a negative. I just mean maybe they just haven't gotten there yet completely. But you have to think that, like, everybody is kind of on a guy unless something in these 30 visits or whatever completely throws you off.
Benjamin, I love the piece that you did in The Athletic here where you ask personnel executives, GMs, scouts, et cetera, about each one of these guys as you're kind of going through the potential mock draft here. Tell folks about the assignment and some 30,000-foot view headlines.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Because the Commanders are being very quiet with what's happening, we don't have a ton of work to work with on that end. And this is a very odd year with these quarterbacks in that there seems to be several guys who, depending who you hear from, are worthy of being the second player after Caleb Williams. Some people even think Caleb Williams is not number one for them. And there's the pros, there are the cons. And I think for me, it was sort of like, all right, instead of just asking individual people about their views, I just said simply, give me your top four rankings and then, you know, tell me something about these guys one way or the other. And then took all that and put it into, you know, came up with a scoring system, you know, the UMBC education shows off there. And try to, from that, get not just the rankings, but get a feel for the tiers. And then, you know, with the comments, try to get a feel for where you know, where these players are. And, you know, the conversation we're all having generally is Caleb Williams is going first. That means for Washington, probably Jaden Daniels or Drake May with some J.J. McCarthy noise sprinkled in. Based on this, and this is, you know, not universal view per se, but based on this, the Daniels group, not necessarily for Washington, but as the second best quarterback in the draft, is more of the view collectively, whereas May and McCarthy are tighter. And I would just say, independent of even like the scoring, for me, Daniels, the comments were like, range from he's better than Caleb Williams to, you know what, I really do like the guy, I'm worried about, you know, specific traits, et cetera, the weight as well. Whereas with May, it could range from, boy, this guy is really, really good, to, you know, I kind of wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole, especially if I need him to be a guy for me in the next year or two. So I think that was probably the most interesting thing, is just not just the differences of opinion, but the degree to which the opinions range, I thought was interesting. And hopefully that was reflected in the piece.
It cements too, Ben, kind of how I feel, which is to say, I feel like with Jaden Daniels, when you do what he just did in the SEC, not only winning the Heisman, but the 50 touchdowns, it doesn't mean you're definitely going to be a great pro, right? But it's hard to imagine him having like no redeemable qualities and just being a gigantic bust who can't do anything. What I've been saying to Danny, and I don't know if you got this vibe from the people you talked to, but I think worst case scenario, like if he doesn't develop into being the great passer at the next level, or some of the issues rear their head, he should be able to be a Justin Fieldsian type talent, which obviously the league was not that high on this offseason. But like, there's been debates in Chicago for 2 years about whether or not they should just keep rolling with him. And I guess my point is that wasn't a success, but I don't know that it was a disaster either, because he's still an unbelievable football player.
Yeah. You know, what I think is so interesting when it comes to the quarterback position is, I think for all the conversation we have about, you guys got to have a big arm, he's got to be able to do these things, whatever it is, to me, it always comes down to, it's 3rd and 7. Can you make that pass in a big game? And I don't just mean Week 5 at Arizona. I mean the playoffs, et cetera. And not every quarterback has that. However, that can't just be the thing. You can't just be a stiff in the pocket who can't move, but you can make that pass. That's not going to work in this modern NFL. You also have to be able to move. Which, of course, Jaden Daniels absolutely can. And if it's more that you're predominantly more of a running quarterback, which he is not, he's more of a runner than a scrambler, I guess I should say. But like, if you can, you know, it can be mobile, can escape, that raises your floor significantly. That's where, like, you know, for teams, you can probably easier to plug and play a guy who is inexperienced but mobile versus inexperienced and stuck in the pocket, because that guy's going to get sacked and crushed. So I think that's the thing with Daniels. His floor is probably higher than maybe some people think because of that mobility. But then the fascination is, he throws those bombs down the field. Ironically, he threw bombs at LSU to receivers. Or, you know, I don't know if we said head-to-head who's better, Neighbors and Brian Thomas or McLaurin and Dodson. At least you'd probably have to think about it, which is interesting enough for college. So yeah, he had a lot of weapons to work with. He took advantage of them, but that mobility is not only a weapon, but it raises his floor. And I think, to your point, that's why, probably from a bust perspective, he's probably, other than Caleb Williams, probably next in line, I would guess.
Ben Standing of The Athletic with us here on G&D. So Ben, in the piece, 4 of the 5 scouts/coaches, personnel folks you talked to were pretty glowing about Daniels. One said he's so much better than May and McCarthy, it's not even close. One said he could end up being the best one out of anybody. There was one, though, the one scout that was like, there's going to be some wow, but a lot of ugly and a lot like Justin Fields kind of early on. Again, as a first-year player, I could certainly live with that. All I want to see is the upside and that glimmer of hope for the future that we've got the special thing. But go into that one a little bit, where, yeah, you've got to tailor the offense to him initially, and you could see some really, really bad moments. I'd love to know, you know, A, what you think about that, and B, kind of how we'll all react to that.
Yeah, so for sure. I think the thing with Daniels is, so, like, Daniels compared to McCarthy and May and Williams, he's the older guy. He's got over 50 career starts in college. May and McCarthy are both under 30. Daniels turns 24 in December. McCarthy is still 21 now. So the question is sort of with Daniels is, what's the, you know, it would be insane to say a 23, 24-year-old has potentially hit their ceiling, but you have to ask that relative to when you're comparing to 21 and the 22-year-old. So I think with some of the questions for Daniels is sort of, you know, there's the inexperience factor just because he's going to be a rookie. But at the same point, when you see the certain mistakes that you mentioned, you know, sort of the inconsistency there, you know, when you look at stats like his ability to throw the ball, or I should say his throwing the ball over the middle, he did that very infrequently last year. But how much of that was because that's what LSU wanted him to do? That's, you know, a good question that scouts have to ask. But it's in terms of like tailoring an offense to someone, does that mean you have to, he's not ideal for an offensive scheme that wants to go over the middle? I also think his, you know, pressure to sack rate, we obviously talked a lot about that last year with Sam Howe and how his college numbers followed him to the pros. Well, Daniels' numbers are pretty terrible in that regard, like historically bad on some level. He was much better last year with LSU, but still it was about 20%. It was still not great at all. And I think that's like one of those things like, well, is he going to be able to adjust this? How much do we have to adjust our offense to factor in that he's taking these sacks? Are we cool with it because he's mobile and maybe he's waiting in the pocket longer than others? You know, I think that's where, you know, so if you're a scout that thinks, hey, this is a problem, this isn't something that can be fixed because of scheme or experience, that this is who he is, this is what history tells us, then I think that's where you get more concerned. Justin Fields falls into that category as well, which is why that, in that case, that comparison, you know, potentially makes some sense.
Ben Standig of The Athletic. It's a great piece. Go check it out. Ranking the quarterback prospects based on the scoring system he put together and the insight of a lot of people who are power players as executives and folks around the National Football League. I wonder how involved analytically, like the numbers community is in this. And what I mean by that is, this is just my own theory that I've cooked up. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be way more beloved by a football scout, just a guy watching film, than someone who's diving into numbers. And you and I both have talked to Jay Gruden, right? He was on our show yesterday. Jay was talking about Daniels and, you know, some of the throws he makes and whatnot. I don't know that Jay's a guy that's diving into pressure to sack percentage or the fact that he leaves clean pockets at a borderline historic rate. Whereas, like, you know, a Eugene Shen type guy would put together those numbers and have a computer spit out, like, what are the most alarming signs? And then it's a list of a bunch of guys like Hackenberg and Mettenberger, and Daniels is on some of those lists. But someone who just watches the SEC or watches him just be unbelievable, you know, the argument I get from a lot of people is, yeah, I know, I heard those numbers, but man, he's amazing. So I just wonder how reflected are, like, are there analytics type people in this research project, and was their responses any different?
Yeah, I mean, I did bring it up to various people, and I'm trying to think who's stood
out
to
me. You get what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of times a GM or a scout or an executive or whoever, like, those guys, they're not diving into those numbers, and a lot of them will roll their eyes when you bring up the numbers. It's two different kind of schools of thought.
Right. No, for sure. Right. Whenever we hear people talk about this, they say they dove into the tape. We don't hear them say typically we dove into the numbers.
Right.
And obviously that is part of an evaluation, but if you're just asking somebody for their opinion, then yeah, I think it's a fair point. You know, I don't think I mentioned that this was not a scientific survey, right?
Well,
because
of course,
it was. I guess I'm more talking broadly,
right? About like the discourse right now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, look, I think, you know, that was one of the things we heard, about, like I said, about Sam Howell. You know, we didn't talk a ton about Sam Howell that first year because there was a lot else going on. We knew he was the third string. But when he became the guy, that easily became the sack and pressure stuff. It easily became pressure, sack, whatever. Easily became a huge topic, and then it played out the way that it did with him getting sacked, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a game. And you're like, okay, so this is a stat that does – translate, that does kind of stay with you for the most part. And yeah, I think if you're only watching the tape and you see the explosive plays that Daniels is making, you may not even recognize that that this is occurring as well. But yeah, I do think it's a good point. Actually, you know, now that you say that, I haven't looked at, like, say Pro Football Focus's rankings. You know, everybody's kind of the same at this point, but like I haven't seen like what they have. Do they have, you know, because they're clearly leaning into that more than say tape.
Yeah, they love May. because mostly I think because he had 70 plus big time throws the last 2 years. No one else in college football had over 50. But they're May guys. But I did see, like, if you're familiar with Aaron Schatz, who he did Football Outsiders. He's got his own like algorithm that he does for quarterbacks, and I'm pretty sure they're super high on Daniels and less high on May. So it's not like the analytics community. I mean, look, there's plenty of numbers I could punch in after 50 touchdowns and four picks that are going to be pretty friendly
good,
to the accurate Jaden Daniels, and it's part of why, you know, I don't think they can go wrong. But I just personally, I have more nerves about some of the trouble areas for Daniels than May. That's all.
I hear. By the way, can I just, as a quick aside, we're all friends here. I was just walking while talking in my house while we're doing this. I just looked in the mirror. Before I talked to you guys, I did a Zoom with somebody. And then before that, I went to the Parkway Deli in Silver Spring and got an everything bagel. One of the black bits from the bagel was like stuck between my teeth as I did that
there
Zoom with somebody. And I just realized this. So I'm now completely mortified. And it was like a notable one. Wasn't subtle, but right there, I'm really kind of mortified right now.
Between center gap or like one or two to the side there, power alley, where are we talking?
No, dead center.
That's tough.
And like, if you know, when the eclipse happened the other day and you were in like total darkness, like that level dark.
Oh,
so the chances that it wasn't noticed on the Zoom are close to 0%.
Close to 0%. I mean, fortunately, this person is not somebody that like I have to see on the regular, or they're not going to potentially you know, want to woo me away from the Athletic down the line. But nonetheless, this is how they're going to think of me now for years to come, no doubt.
Old seed mouth standing there.
I'm waiting for the viral picture. I'm just scrolling my feed now on X to make sure they haven't already outed him.
The world will not be seeing this. That's, I can promise you that.
Ben, I want to ask you this one, just in general. This is about May, but this is a general thing. Just as a reminder here, we treat this almost like an exact science every year. But, I mean, you know this because it's from your piece. But Personnel Executive 1. Talking about May. Nothing feels like it happens in rhythm, and accuracy is average, needs the year on the bench. Former GM. He has accuracy you can't teach. See what I'm saying? Like, this is so inexact. It's so eye of the beholder. It's based on a million different criteria where someone's maybe putting a system that they like and seeing this guy run it. And they visualize these different things. Everybody can see the same stuff when it comes to scouting and then also see something totally different. I marvel at it every year how, you know, there's nothing uniform, and rarely ever. I mean, sometimes you get an Andrew Luck or a Trevor Lawrence, but man, oh man, is there just giant variance all the time and uncertainty?
Yeah, one of the questions I've been asking guests on my podcast is, once we get through the, you know, tell me about Daniel, tell me about May, whatever. It's everybody is grading off of essentially the same body of work, right? There's no secret tapes per se. They're all studying the same stuff, and yet conclusions can be so different. And I would imagine the large part is what you emphasize as an evaluator. Are you emphasizing the person's ability to evade pressure? Are you marveling or freaking out over their what they can do when it comes to throwing the balls over the middle, how quickly they process ready defenses? So I've been asking, just give me the one thing. It all comes down to this. You can't lean on 27 things. What's the one trait that you're looking at, or skill or whatever? And yeah, I've only asked a few people, but one that came up now a couple of times was simply sort of the ability to make something out of nothing, because nothing is going to be, you know, not that you have to be a Mahomes level magician, but that's sort of the secret sauce to him. He's not just standing in the pocket, in the clean pocket, and throwing. He's having to create, having to move. And, you know, Caleb Williams, this is one of the components for him where, like, a lot of the sources talked about his high floor rather than his upside. Because what he had to work through so much last year at USC, terrible offensive line, terrible defense, that he showed he can manufacture something out of nothing, keep them in the games when the defense can't stop them. And that shows them that scouts seem to think, or others, that he's got a really high floor, and therefore, whatever, whether he becomes Mahomes or that level of a quarterback or not, he shouldn't be busting. And whereas, like, other times, there's the variables, the floor level is not the same. So, maybe if I asked 20 people that specific question, I would get different answers. I wish I'd thought of that question when I was doing the poll. But I think that, to me, is one that's sort of standing out. Who can do something when everything is falling apart? Because rarely is the play you draw up work exactly the way you want it to.
Ben, you're almost there. 13 more days, my friend, until day one of the NFL draft. Thank you for the insight. We appreciate you.
I'm doubling up the meds until then, but I appreciate it.
Ben Standing, check him out in The Athletic on Grant and Danny. New York does not deserve Juan Soto. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
G&D on The Fan. I'll get into why New York does not deserve Juan Soto in just a moment. Wanted to circle back real quick after talking to Ben Standing. You made a funny point. There are contradictory comments from each executive because, in this inexact science, there aren't right and wrong. You know, people can watch the exact same thing and have two different takeaways. This is not a, let's look up at the sky and determine what color it is.
Exactly. If it was a pure numerical study where all factors were equal, you would go, okay, this 9.6 goes first, this 9.4 goes second, and then on down the line. It is by nature the most inexact thing that we're doing. It's based on feel and, you know, past references and comparing players that already exist and are successful. It's this, you know, fly by the seat of your pants. We're all doing the best we can, and everyone's trying to find those predictive analytics that they've developed here over the last handful of years. But that, to me, was the best case in point, where you can go, I see the same throws by the same person. One can go, he's got accuracy you can't teach. And the other guy goes, not very accurate. But the same player.
Juan Soto is a Yankee. There's a guy in New York who does midday radio on WFAN named Sal Licata. He works with our guy who we've been on with and had on over the years, Brandon Tierney.
I'm BT.
Hey, BT.
I'm BT.
So they do a show together. And I saw this clip that was going viral and being thrown all around the internet yesterday about Licata going nuts and being angry about Juan Soto taking walks in big spots, also known as getting on base and producing offensively in these huge spots. But I wanted to play this clip for you and then discuss it. WFAN radio.
Took everything looking. Yeah. We'll get into that in a second.
So wait, let's get into it now.
Hold okay, on, Rich, and thank you for the call, Rich.
Get into what?
Yes, he's looking for a walk. Soto's looking for, and I love Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And John Harper, my colleague at SNY, correctly predicted I would at some point go nuts about Soto looking for a walk. A walk is not as good as a hit. And when you have Judge struggling and you got the pitcher on the ropes, you got first and second in a spot right there where you need to do damage. Mm-hmm. You're Juan Soto. You need to do damage, not draw a walk. And Juan Soto's looking for a walk. Swing the bat, bro. That's what you want to get paid. Swing the bat. I don't care if he's a Yankee, if he's a Met. I cannot accept a walk in that spot from Juan Soto. That does not get the job done. Passing the baton is not what I'm looking for from Juan Soto. I'm looking for him to do some damage. Now, if you don't get plenty of pitches to hit, fine. Soto was looking for a walk in that at bat. So much so that when he walked, it was like he accomplished some great feat. Oh, here we go, baby. I'm pumped up. I walk. No. No, you didn't get the job done. You passed the baton to Judge, who's been cold, and he didn't get the job done. Soto failed. A walk in that spot was a fail for Juan Soto.
The way I look at when somebody says they're looking for a walk, to me, that implies they're afraid to swing the bat.
No.
So I just want to make sure you're not saying that. Don't start saying that.
I don't think he was afraid.
You're not saying that. Tell me.
He walked.
I understand that. Not every pitch is a strike.
Yeah. I want him to do damage. I think Juan Soto approached that at bat like he does every other.
What?
And that's looking to have
a quality at bat. Process? That's why he wants to.
How dare
he? He could cut it off there. He had the nerve and the audacity in a big spot to walk up to the plate and to look to have a quality at bat. This dummy. He wants to have a quality at bat. How dumb is he? That's his job. That's what he's there for. I couldn't believe this when I saw it.
I could, by the way.
You don't deserve Juan Soto, New York. The Yankees are 10-3. I'll repeat. The Yankees are 10-3. Juan Soto, who is walking too much and not hitting enough, is hitting .360.
Leads the team in hits.
With a .1008 OPS and is getting on base 47% of the time. On top of that, Juan Soto's superpower, his cape that he flies around wearing, the thing that makes him Superman, is his ability to have great at-bats every time at the plate, whether it's the first inning or a fourth inning of a blowout loss. Plenty of those in D.C. the last few years before he was traded, or in the ninth inning in the World Series with a couple of guys on. He's the same guy. He's not going to get out of his game. He's not going to swing at balls. He's got a better eye than just about any umpire in Major League Baseball. He's going to spit on tough pitches. You went and got Juan Soto. Juan Soto showed up. He's here to have great at-bats. Occasionally that means take a lot of walks more than anyone else in baseball every single year and chew bubblegum, and he's all out of bubblegum. And you're upset because... checking my notes here. He got on base in a big spot. Okay. Sure.
Who leads the team in RBIs? Yes, he does. Yes, Juan Soto does. Yes, he does from the two hole. Now, here's the flip of this. This is why I find this so grating. Let's say Juan Soto decides for this guy, I've already forgotten his name, comes up in a big spot, swings at three breaking balls in the dirt, and the inning ends. Guy's up there chasing. He's up there trying to be a hero. He's up there trying to do it. What do you think you are, Babe Ruth? Who are you, Mickey DiMaggio? Like two of the greatest of all time combined into one? Because you're just trying to hit home runs? Trying to get paid? The numbers are sparkling. This isn't even the early season pressing Juan Soto that we got a couple of times. And we kept telling everybody to be patient. Where he was hitting .215 through 2 months of the season. This dude is tearing it up. He is outstanding.
He's the biggest reason why they're 10-3.
Leads the team in hits, RBIs, second in walks to Aaron Judge. Are you mad at Aaron Judge for taking 14 walks?
I'm sure he is.
Are you getting pissy at all the dude? The judge needs to slam his gavel, swing the bat. What are we doing?
You don't deserve him. The 25-year-old sensation with the great smile, the Soto shuffle. Find a new home this offseason if they're going to be angry because you're taking walks in big spots. And what's particularly hilarious about it is that Judge is behind him, and then Rizzo, and then Stanton, and then Verdugo, and then Volpe. Like, you look at that lineup. Soto in the two-hole getting on is a massive win going into a heart of the order with an MVP-caliber player in Judge who can jump yard on any pitch. With Rizzo, who is the epitome of great at bat, right? He's a little now long in the teeth. He's 35 years old almost. But still a guy as a lefty who can have a really good AD.
He's a presence still, yeah.
And then Stanton, who's off to a really good start. He's healthy and he's been slugging. He too is getting a little older. He's 34 years old. But if this was the Nationals of 2021 and Soto, and you wanted to say, I need Juan to swing at bad pitches and to hit for a lower average and to be more aggressive, because no one's ever going to move him along or drive him in when he gets on base. Him walking does nothing because the team around him is terrible. I still think that's a stupid point and a bad analysis.
Yeah, we're going to make everybody worse.
But okay. At least you're coming from the perspective of he's a one-man army and you're either going to produce the runs or no one is. It's the Yankees, man. You got Aaron bleeping Judge behind him. You got Rizzo and Stanton waiting. You got Verdugo and company at the bottom of the order. It's going to be okay. But just the notion in this game that's so difficult,
mm-hmm.
that you got a 10-3 team. You got a guy who's the MVP of the team right now, who's hitting 370 with a 1,000 OPS. He draws a walk. He gets on base. He does his job. He moves the line. And you're angry about it because he didn't come through with the big hit. Mind you, now I don't know which at bat he's referencing.
Right on
it. Right? But I did see a graphic. It, frankly, it doesn't matter to me. Because even if he had taken two straight pitches middle-middle and then walked, he still did his job. But that wasn't the case. Like, there was this, if it's the right at bat that somebody was sending around that they thought he was discussing, there were two pitches he could have swung at. One he probably wasn't going to do a whole lot with, which was like up and away. And the other was middle away. Probably could have barreled it and hit it hard somewhere.
Maybe not what he was looking for. Maybe not what the scouting report said. Maybe not how he'd pitched other left-handers. Maybe not what he'd seen in his book. There's so many variables to it.
Totally.
So it's so stupid.
He's keyholing something. Yeah. He's looking for a pitch in a certain location. But again, where are you playing? Who's on deck? Aaron Judge. I'm sorry that time he didn't come through. I'm sorry that he's 2 for his last 11, whatever it might be. That's all the more reason why he might come through in his next at-bat.
Yeah, you mean the guy that hit 37 bombs in 100 games last year? I bet you'll be okay. But here's the thing. If this was, again, a slightly different circumstance, if you're talking about a runner on third with nobody out, and that's the winning run in the ninth inning, then yeah, but, you know, expand your zone a little bit, flick the bat on something, get a sac fly, win the game. I could understand that. That's not the case that he's talking about, the situation, because I think he was saying first and second. Sounds like there's two outs. So you're not doing the pitcher any favors. You see what I'm saying? Like, expanding the zone isn't like some secret sauce.
Sure.
Right? In fact, by the way, coming up through minor league organizations or coming up through the minors, it's the thing that people have to learn. He's advanced because he could do it as a 19-year-old.
He's
learning the strike zone.
Best ever in my life at this. But I just, when his answer to, like, what do you mean? He's doing the same thing he always does. He's like trying to have a quality at bat.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, I need you to not have a quality at bat right now. I need you to go up there and just swing out of your shoes.
Do me a favor. Could you cut out the idea that you're trying to have a decent radio show today? You're trying to do a quality broadcast? Forget that. Just start doing stuff willy-nilly.
Shoot from the hip?
Yeah, just go outside the box.
There's a little bit of this, too. I got this tweet from Guylo, or on X, at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. He says, by the way, I was so wrong about not caring that Juan Soto was going to be in New York. I thought I wouldn't see it. It's all over my timeline every week. I'm so salty. There is a little bit of this for me, too. Now, 97% of what I'm telling you is legitimately how I feel that this is just a terrible take, in my opinion, and it's a ridiculous thing to be upset about. In fact, it's just absurd that anyone would watch a Juan Soto at bat in a big spot where he draws a walk and be angry about that. That having been said, there's a little bit of me, too, that is already really annoyed that it just feels like he could end up a Yankee for a long, long time.
Yeah, because it seems like he's happy. There was a great piece in The Athletic written about that fact, that he wasn't thrilled, didn't fit in that great in San Diego for a while, and it felt like borrowed time.
Yeah, in that piece, he was talking about how, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, like, D.C. was where he was happy and where he wanted to be, and you know, maybe he'll get really happy in New York. How could he not be? He's a superstar. It's where the superstars go. So it's been a little bit annoying so far to see the whole every. When he was in San Diego, I feel like there were plenty of days, plenty of games, plenty of moments where he could do something. And unless you're seeking it out, you're not going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything he does with the Yankees is front and center.
Yep.
So it's a lot like the one that got away that you still miss and who still looks oh, good.
Look, there's a really good-looking person.
So
yep.
Hot.
They seem so happy.
And so good.
Isn't that great?
But now you're seeing them all the time. They just moved in next door.
All the time.
When he moved across town with the Padres, just wasn't that big of a deal. Every now and then, you'd remember, you'd see, you go, oh, there she is. Now, they live next door. and she's coming over to see if you have any milk because they ran out. That's what it's like right now for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of that. But there's also a lot of, you're upset because he had a quality at bat? Uh-uh. Not Arwan.
Yeah.
Don't treat him that way.
Yeah.
Childish Bambino's better than that. Let's act accordingly. Let's appreciate the greatness of Juan Soto.
He had a quality at bat again.
Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And we are blitzing and giving away those tickets. The Old Glory DC Rugby next on G&D.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And then what happens? With Danny, I'm Grant. You are locked into the Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. Keeping you with us until 6:30 tonight. Eventually, late night Nats baseball out in Oakland, California for the final time taking on the Athletics. It is time to figure out how you're winning off the field. We do this every Friday on this show. We do it not for me or not for Danny, and frankly, not for our producers or anybody listening. We do it for the great Bruce Allen. Mm-hmm. We honor his legacy because there was a time when he was running a terrible football team and the on-the-field record was not necessarily the priority.
It wasn't good.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
So we asked ourselves, what's an off-field win? And we decided it's a mini moral victory. It's something nobody else would care about, but it makes you happy. It's something that gives you a little pride. How are you winning off the field? 800-636-1067. Danny, here's my win today.
Go ahead.
I was running a little bit behind. I was a little nervous about an appointment that I had that was scheduled for the 11 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
To get my taxes done with the professional who helps me do my taxes.
Mm-hmm.
As I was preparing, this is not an exaggeration, I'm looking up the number so that I can call to say, hey, I'm going to need a couple more minutes to get everything I need prepared. I'm getting a phone call from them, and I'm going, oh, no, this is bad. And they say, hey, we're running a little bit behind. Can we push everything back about 30 minutes? That was exactly what I needed.
You needed that exact amount of time.
And I said, yeah, no problem.
Oh, that'll work for me still.
I can rearrange everything. I'll absolutely make that work. Happy to be flexible for you. It was exactly what I was hoping for. And had they not have called me, I would have called them right after and asked to do the exact same thing. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Grant Paulson, you know that me, old Danny Rouye, I drink three things for the most part in my life. I drink this water right there.
Coffee.
I drink a little tea.
That was right my here. Third one, an unsweet iced tea.
And coffee. I love coffee. I am in search at all times for a delicious cup of coffee. I'll try coffee shops. I brew it at home. I got all sorts of different machinations. I'm always trying to find that excellent cup of coffee. I found one. And I found some great coffee. Great. So some dear friends of mine, my cousins-in-law, and is that the way you put it? Right? They're my wife's cousins, but then like that she's married to him.
Just go with cousin.
Cousins. They're wonderful people. They're great. They told me about this place called Pinup Coffee. That's down by them in Virginia Beach. Okay? They're this wonderful little shop. This is where she goes to get the coffee. She goes, you should try it. And I go, okay, fine. I'll try it. I tried it. I tried their Slightly Dangerous first. That's one of the blends they have. They have Tailwind, Ration Passion. The names aren't going to mean anything to you as a non-coffee drinker, but they mean something to me. I used a promo code for her, right? Her name's Marissa 10. You can use it too. You get 10% off my first order. I ordered enough that I qualified for free shipping, and the coffee was fantastic. It is fantastic. I don't get a single thing from this other than paying for the coffee. I love this cup of coffee.
Potentially Marissa Tam or whoever that is.
Marissa 10.
Is getting hooked up. You're dropping her promo code.
Dropping the promo code. Marissa 10.
That's a thing that just happened.
Yeah, that's what I used. Okay. I'm sure other people could use it too. I got that coffee delivered. I ground up those little beans. I put them in my little coffee machine, my little drip coffee maker. A fantastic cup of coffee. Some of the best I've ever had. I'm not just saying that hyperbolically. I love them. I found where I'm getting my coffee from. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
So when you say you're getting your coffee, this is ordered, delivered to you.
Yes.
There's not like a brick and mortar you're going to in the city.
Because it's in Virginia Beach.
It's their coffee beans that they send you and then you ground at your house.
Yeah. If I'm in Virginia Beach, this is where I'm going to go.
Gotcha.
But I'm not. I'm up here in the D.C. area.
Totally.
But this is where I'll be getting my coffee from.
Okay. Do they do any delicious unsweet iced tea?
Let me look. Hold on.
A black tea for your guy?
I'm looking. No.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, they don't. It's a coffee place.
Rich is an only Rich. How are you winning off the field?
What's going on, boys? How you doing today?
Chilling. Hey, buddy.
Real quick, can I give a quick shout-out and a congratulations to my beautiful wife, Naomi, running in her first Boston Marathon this weekend?
Wow.
Just wanted to say congratulations to her.
That's so many miles, dude.
Amazing, and I am happy for her and proud of her. I would just suggest that she didn't do it because it's so much running. It's just a lot of running.
I completely agree. Having said that, my wife's going to be in Boston this weekend, so I'm going to be alone all the way till Tuesday, so there will be lots of bourbon, drinking, and poker, therefore I am.
Winning off the field.
How many kids are you going to be responsible for?
Two.
That's a lot.
No, but his are a little bit older, I think, right? So they're sort of self-sustaining?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get the 11-year-old to babysit the 6-year-old, and as long as no one's bleeding, we're golden.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, shirt's optional.
Atta guy, Rich. And seriously, congrats. It's very, very cool that she's going to do that. Darius, you said you got one today.
I do have one. So the other day, I believe that was Wednesday, we got off a little early. You know, Nationals baseball on our airways. We are the home station of the Washington Nationals, of course. And I decided to, on my way home, stop at one of my favorite establishments, Taco Bell, where they serve between 2 and 5 happy hour. Dollar drinks, any drink that you want, regular size. So, of course, I get my favorite, Taco Bell's Mountain Dew Baja Blast Freeze.
When we went to West Palm, they bought this at, like, Walmart or wherever we were, and they're like, oh, it's a
the
Taco
soda Bell version. Right.
Yeah, they're like, Taco Bell only. I had no idea what they were talking about. They were very excited
They
about
used
it.
Words so fast. Like, bah, 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 bah. Yeah. I'm like, what?
So I know what this means to you, Darius. I've seen you get the same look on your face that a 6-year-old gets on Christmas morning.
It's just so delightful drinking this. And the frozen version is even, I would say, a 12 out of 10. So I ordered it at the drive-thru window. It's supposed to only be a dollar because it's happy hour. Pull up to the window, and the lady at the window says, $18.76. I'm like, I'm sorry, can you say that price again? $18.76. I said, I only got the regular size Mountain Dew Baja Blast Freeze.
Very expensive soda.
Yeah. She goes, oh. So then she scurries back inside to go fill up my Mountain Dew Freeze. She comes back to the window, leans over, and says, that's on me. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
Look at that.
I got my dollar freeze for free. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
I'll take the botch on your part with a slight inconvenience of having to explain something for a free item every single day.
Because that sheer panic initially, like, what? And then realizing that there was, in fact, an error made.
Yes.
And then let me make it right. I love that.
Everybody wins.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Darius off the field.
Darius won it.
In this situation.
Winning off the field.
The Beltway Blitz comes your way next on Grant and Danny. We are giving away a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby right here on The Fan when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.